can't think of that saying. What is it? You can lead the, I think it's you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And I used to say, my saying was, you can lead the person in the desert with no ending in sight walking to a mirage, which happens to actually be a pool of water, but you can't hold their hand, drag them to it, walk them to it, show them, put their hand in the water, make them realize it's water, and make them drink. Just my long version. That's truth. You cannot, you can sit there and give people advice, but you can't force people to understand. And sometimes people just have to figure it out on their own. And unfortunately, sometimes actions, which are based off of decisions, which is your brain saying, okay, this is what's going on, this is my decision, and this is the actions coming after my decision that I've made, the decision in my brain. Just look at it logically. It's how I do things anymore. No emotion logic. Because some people just don't. They don't get it. Some people spiral, and they just spiral all the way down to rock bottom. And then some way, somehow, they find themselves a shovel next to rock bottom. They start digging and then continue burying themselves. And I honestly don't get it. But I realize people are people. Now I'm older and wiser. People are people. They're going to do things and make decisions and continue on. And it makes absolutely no hooping sense. Many times it doesn't. And you guys have realized, you know, people do that, that, you know, there's consequences and things. And I'm just going to say, folks, if you don't pay your car payment, they're going to repossess it. If you're driving around without auto insurance, universe usually sets you up for an officer to pull you over. And if it's more than one time to realize you don't have car insurance, then the state, this is every state, I don't care if you have a license in the same state or out of state, you drive without insurance, you get pulled over multiple times, the BMV, the state, will send you a letter. They will pull your license. They can also pull your registration. They can hold your registration, void your registration, take your driver's license, make it impossible for you to drive again. The older you get, the more responsible you should be. I don't understand why anybody would intentionally do things, but I realized watching somebody's actions and behavior that literally have dug themselves past hitting rock bottom. They're literally like, I don't know, down to the core of earth still. I mean, they're getting there and they still don't get it. You just gotta let people do it. Just let them do it. Let people figure it out, you know? Can't save the world. I used to be a person that, you know, that nurturing, mothering side, you know, raising somebody else's son or sons and helping them out, because Lord knows the parent or parents don't want to deal with their own son, which is their problem. And then they hope they meet somebody who's a mother figure and an empath like myself, and then we find ourselves raising somebody else's adult son. Raise my hand twice. And you watch them literally make decisions that make no sense, you know, any dollar in their pocket instead of saving it and putting it in an account and putting it for emergency funds and putting it rainy day, they blow it as fast as they get it. What was that, CNN or something, body dysmorphia? There's money dysmorphia. I'm saying that right, dysmorphia? Well, people literally like handle money in ways that aren't normal. They don't see money the way normal people do. I'm realizing this individual could possibly be it too. I don't know. I'm not a therapist, but maybe I realized, you know, now that I've dealt with things with my health and I've connected with patients and I've been keeping up on Caring Bridge, just things going on. Been focusing on that a lot. That's why I haven't really been podcasting too much, a little bit here and there. But I realized, you know, if I could do a do-over, I literally thought, you know, I would definitely have gone into the health field. I would have definitely gone into oncology or hospice, because I think there's a lot of people in this world that suffer unnecessarily, and they suffer things that they should not have to suffer. And when you cross really good doctors and oncology and hospice and things, and I've talked to, you know, like I said, over the past week, a hospice group, and you run into really good people, good souls, it can X out anyone. Like I talked about before, people who are adults and they just are digging themselves. It crosses that out, the negative. And people who are positive and they do positive things with their life and they go in with this into this career, not for the money, but for the passion and love and helping people. I realize, you know, besides, I think I would always had dabbled into rescue, rehabilitation, and helping animals, because animals would have always had a place in my heart, half of my heart. Let's just face it, half of my heart has gone to the animals my whole life. That's the truth. Anybody who knows me knows exactly that. If I had kids, they would have been treated, I mean, amazingly the same, you know? It just didn't happen for me, health-wise. Let's just say the blueprint was already laid out for me before I was even born. So things were never going to happen. And I realize it's out of my control and you just accept it. It's peace I've made, you know? And you just deal with things that come with your health. And that's what I'm doing. I continue doing. I'll do until the day I go back home to heaven, you know. But if I look at things now, I'm like, you know, there's two lines of work I would have loved to got into: oncology, the field of oncology, you know, medical field, or hospice. And I've even thought about, you know, going into the line of mental health, counseling, you know, because I think there's a lot of counselors out there. And I've run across, like I said, I've run across one that hated their job. And instead of getting counseling, I realized that I was counseling the counselor, the mental health, you know, trauma therapist. This was a trauma therapist. I've talked about this before. Was so upset that they had too many patients. They were overloaded. They wanted to go on a trip. They needed to go on more trips. It was interfering with the right to get their hair done, their hair colored. They don't like their job. In fact, I remember saying they hated the job. Let's just say they got removed. Wasn't me that complained. Nope, sorry. Look at that. Not my battle. You know, I don't even do surveys anymore. There's plenty of people who can do surveys, and somebody's doing something, let somebody else take the reign. You know, I'm a true empath, but, you know, I'm handling myself right now. I don't have time. I can't handle everybody else's battles. I've done that majority of my life. I'm not doing it anymore. But I would have went into those, you know, career paths. I definitely would if I could turn things back around, you know, for the passion, because I've seen really good people and an amazing careers and line of work for the passion, not for the dollar, for the passion, the love, and helping people. There's a lot of counselors that are not, they're not counseling. They're just there. They're overloaded. They're overwhelmed. And they're not really in it, you know? It's unfortunate, but they're, you know, is specifically the VA counseling. They're overloaded. They're overwhelmed. Anyone who works for mental health or VA, you know, whether it's just, you know, a general, just a social worker or an intern or whatever, I mean, could tell you they're overloaded, overwhelmed, and is really the quality of counseling even there for patients, you know, for veterans? I don't think so. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I don't think so, because I'm seeing it firsthand, you know. If somebody goes through counseling, it's to improve the quality of your life and your what you're going through, and to go through your problems and trials and tribulations and have a third party to help you and maneuver you and figure it out. Anybody who goes through counseling and they're getting worse, it's not working. There's a problem. But it takes a patient to realize that and to seek a different counselor. You have a right to switch. Like with any physician, any specialist in the healthcare industry, you have a right to switch. Don't feel bad about it. You're not stepping on your toes. But you need to be honest and forthright. Doctors will respect your honesty instead of, you know, switching and all of a sudden they look through and they see a lost patient or they get flagged on records, whatever. Honesty is the best policy. I've learned that throughout my life, dealing with things with my own health. But there's a lot of people who go through counseling, especially with the VA, and it doesn't work. And you see people get worse. And you'll see people who don't care and they will dig themselves. They'll hit rock bottom. And there's a multiple layers underneath rock bottom. A lot of people, you know, no, I'm not saying a lot of people do this. I don't know how many people do this. I'm sorry, I'm not in statistics and I wouldn't have it anyway. But there are people, and I'm watching someone do this. Don't care. They don't care. Lose your vehicle. Lose your license. Lose your right to registration. You know, possible jail time. People don't care. They don't care. You can't blame always the counselor, though, because a patient, no matter, you know, if it's mental health or it's just taking care of your overall health, if you have chronic illness, cancer, whatever, you're responsible first for yourself. You are damn responsible. Excuse my French. D-A-M for yourself. You're an adult. That's your responsibility. That's nobody else's responsibility but you. Okay? There are some things with your health, you know, where you may need help. You know, have a friend help out or, you know, caregiver, whatever situation. That's different. But I'm talking about people who are just lack maturity, don't care, or very just, I mean, it can be very destructive to others, around others, you know. It's just, you know, it's, I'm not going to say it's sad. It's a patient's responsibility. As a human being, adult, you're responsible. Period. No, I'm going to say this. You don't pay your bills, there'll be consequences. You don't have car insurance, there's going to be consequences. You know? Not paying for your bills, you're not paying for your car, you're not paying for that, there's consequences. You know? You're responsible. You know, you're supposed to seek. Mental health is there to help you to have a better life and to maneuver through your problems. Anyone who's using it for anything else of gain, a personal gain or anything else, whether it's a quick claim or something or try to go on a disability or something, is not utilizing therapy the way it is. That's scamming the mental health field. That's the truth. And that stuff always, you know, it resolves and corrects itself, let's just say. You know, in life I realize you don't need to do anything. When people do things that aren't okay, shady, whatever you want to call it, you just stand back. You know, don't worry about it. I've realized, and I've seen it way too many times, the universe takes care of it. And I don't know how. I'm not sure. I don't know. I never will. But in some way, shape, or form, the universe, some people say karma. I call it the universe. I call it energy. Takes care of it. And those who, I mean, they just act like that. I mean, they find themselves in digging themselves. And people who do that literally know they're digging themselves under rock bottom. But they continue doing it. There's no counseling in the world that's going to resolve that. But a counselor who knows and sees the behavior and doesn't care is not a counselor that's in it in the right place. And maybe whether they're burned out, they don't like their job, or they're just there, or I mean, or overwhelmed, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's really important. And some of these crazy people doing crazy things, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to say crazy. Let me rephrase that, because a lot of people say crazy, but people that aren't staying on top of their mental health and are not taking it seriously. And they're just doing it to do it. That's not okay either. Because those are the people that we're seeing doing things. Then they're killing people and they're doing things that are not okay. Things could have been prevented, you know? But you're not God. And nobody's going to prevent anything. Anyways, I remember somebody telling me, and I think it was a therapist in Ohio, who was a psychologist for a treatment center for, you know, over a decade. And as they said, you know, keep counseling an addict, and they did many, and they don't change because they don't care. And they continue just the same destructive path, and they don't care. But it's not the addict that gets hurt in the long run. It's people that are in the environment and around the addict, around the patient who doesn't care. But they even believe that they dig their own self. They had a legal counsel tell me that people dig themselves. They eventually dig themselves. You just stand back and wait, because people are people, and people who just don't care about themselves or whether anybody else, they're in destructive behaviors, making very past the poor decisions, find themselves digging themselves, and they'll dig themselves past rock bottom. I've seen it. I mean, I'm seeing it, you know. I was going to say, this is speaking for people, and you're around that, no matter what way, shape, or form, and you see in this firsthand, don't try to help somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. The best advice I can give. Don't try to help somebody that doesn't help themselves. You're an empath like me? Okay, that's fine. You continue to be an empath. Help out in other ways. Help out animals. Help out people that are asking, you know, just to talk to you, or maybe somebody wants something knitted or something, whether you're knitting or, I mean, I've seen various things on Caring Bridge, and then, you know, you put your heart into that. But don't go helping people that aren't helping themselves, and you're seeing this firsthand. Don't go helping people that aren't helping themselves, you know, because that's a good way to get taken advantage of too. If somebody's not helping themselves but want to have other people help themselves, you know, them and take advantage of you. You know, that's how scammers and con artists and all that, you know, that's how they're made and born, you know. They'll try to help somebody and not help themselves. And you're watching them just continue. Really poor decisions, poor behavior, not be responsible, not, you know, and age is just a number. Like I say, is just let them dig themselves. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you would ever been able to do about it, you know? And you give somebody advice till the cows come home and they're still not home yet. And it's been a billion years, just to, so to speak, you know? Just stop. Don't waste your time and energy. Focus on yourself. You know, you're an empath. You like helping people. You like helping situations. That makes you feel better. You know, you're that kind of person that gives. You know, you wear your heart on your sleeve. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong at all. We need more people like that in the world. But don't go pouring yourself into someone that's not pouring into their own soul and self. And even if they see, just because somebody's seeing a counselor or whatever, does not mean anything. You know, somebody can say they're seeing a counselor all day long. But if you're seeing behavior and things that are just show the opposite, would think not even think at all, not even twice, they'd be seeing mental health provider, counselor to help themselves, better themselves. You don't see that. I mean, it's not working. You're not God. You're not going to fix somebody. Nobody can fix anybody. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. You know, just focus and worry about yourself. Well, it's the greatest advice and wisdom I can give. If I could take time and put it in a jar, I would need a whole damn warehouse of time I've put into people that I realize at this point in my life, you know, as many times as I've gone around the sun now, you know, which means age. Age is just a number, but that's a hell of a lot of time I wasted. One time, maybe two, that's enough. If somebody continues not helping themselves, but just wants your sympathy, empathy, and whatever they can gain or whatever from you, you know, you need to sit back and analyze and think about somebody logically. What are they really doing? Are they taking advantage of you? Are they trying to scam you? Are they con artists? Are they charmer? What's the situation? You know, and let those people go, you know, let them be, let them fall on their own, because they're going to fall. Sometimes rock bottom is not rock bottom. You know, there is a layer underneath. I'm not saying everybody hits it, but there are some people that hit it, and I'm watching somebody hit it, and you're not going to help them. You know, and sometimes, as I was told, and many people know, is you have to let those people figure out on their own. But you can't, folks. You know, you can't let things go. You can't let your car payments go. You can't go driving without insurance. You can't go doing this and that and not think in the wildest dreams of the face of this earth, the United States especially, that you're not going to have consequences. You know, stay out of those situations. Let the universe and energy and whatever be, let that'll handle it. It handles itself. I'm watching this, like, I'm literally watching this handle. It's handling itself. It's handling the situation matter. And it ain't by me of anything. I don't have to do anything. It just is the way it is, you know? What I'm saying is, again, use your time wisely. Don't pour yourself into people that aren't even pouring into their own self, okay? Don't waste your time helping someone if you feel they're taking only advantage of your kindness and your time. That's a scammer. That's a con artist. You know? And sometimes, as they say, mind your own business. I think that's kind of where I'm going, but not really. I think that's more towards gossip. This is about life. Is in that aspect, do mind your own business and don't worry about someone that you see spiraling or whatever, you know? Because things are always going to be handled. Things always happen. And the universe always speaks. And whether they let an individual or people, when they act like that, whether the universe allows them to continue digging till they hit the core of the earth, then let the universe decide that. But there's always a stopping point, you know? But remember, that's not up to you. Amen.